This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm feeling great, feeling healthy, feeling ready to play every day, and I'm happy to be back.
Catching is obviously a very physically demanding position, so is there anything different that you need to do physically now to ensure that not just your hand is feeling well, but your entire body?
So, yes, I'm always like trying to work out 2 or 3 times a week to keep my body strong for catching. The days when I'm catching, so it's where it's part of my game to like keep my body strong.
Yesterday, you had what seemed like a perfectly executed hit and run to the right side of the infield. Was it a hit and run, or was that just a perfectly placed single?
No, it was a perfectly placed single.
But that kind of leads me into my next question of your ability to go the other way right now seems like it's really improved. Was that something that you had really worked on this offseason?
Yes, I do. I do working. Try to hit the ball to the other way, try to hit the ball to the big part of the field. And I think that one can make me a better hitter. So don't think to pull that much, thinking more middle of the way, hit the ball to the gaps. I think that can make me a better hitter.
And do you think that will then open up the power to come by kind of working the opposite way, then eventually lead to the power coming?
I think the power coming along. I don't think it's something I got it looking for. If I start looking for the power, I can start taking bad at-bats. I can start pushing myself to a position I don't want to push. So I think the power coming along, I don't look for the power right now. I want to be a better hitter, and I want to keep doing what I'm doing right now.
Shurls had said when we spoke the other day that you are improving every day defensively and that you've done a great job balancing catching and hitting. How do you feel like your defense has come along now that you're over a full year as a major leaguer?
My defense, I think, is the bigger part for my game, because if I can play defense, if I do good with defense, we have more chance than win if I hit. So I think that one is my biggest. If I gotta put percent, I put 60%, 70% defense, and 30% hitting. Charlo helped me a lot with my defense. He always helped me with my framing, throwing, mental. I think it's a mental game, so he's always there. So now, I played just six games, and I don't feel that well, but I'm getting better, so getting back, feeling the rhythm of the game. So I really think he helped me a lot, and the guys in here helped me a lot to use my defense.
There's a lot of new arms out there, whether that's in the starting rotation or is in the bullpen. Overall, what's it been like working with these guys who've been throwing the ball so well?
So, I mean, those guys, I think we have a lot of guys with great stuff. I think everybody in our team, they have a great stuff. They can They can throw the ball, like they can pitch in here. They have the staff for pitching the big leagues. They don't have to locate the ball that good. They just have to throw strikes. And it's the biggest thing for me right now is bring those guys to the sun, bring those guys to the sun, and keep them starting longer possible in the game. And I think that can help us and give us a better chance to win.
Alvy, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Going
up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. Going up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button. Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.